Hey, Pop. Thanks for taking me to the radio theater show. I sure love theater.
Sure thing, sport. Say, how do you like to perform in a show? The Young Performers Theater has auditions for their musical, Oliver, coming up December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It's a story about an adventurous young boy, like you, living on the foul streets of Victorian London.
Gee, that sounds swell. Do you think they'll give me a part, even if I'm scared of singing?
Consider yourself well in. They'll teach you. Performers ages 7 to 18 of all abilities are welcome.
Well, that's just the bee's knees, Pop. I'll do it.
It takes a community to support the arts in Sitka. You can do your part when you return to this lovely performance space at 7 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, for the inaugural Pack the Pack. Join your friends and neighbors in enjoying an evening with some of the best youth performance groups in Sitka. Fireweed Dance Theater, Sitka Gymnastics, Sitka Cirque, the Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Drama Debate and Forensics Team, and Celtic Dancers. Sitka Community Theater would like to thank one of our staunchest supporters, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Building community in Alaska by providing opportunities in arts, culture, and recreation in an inclusive, educational, and inspirational environment. Arts classes and programs year-round. Sign up for next summer's camps, opens January 1st at the stroke of midnight.
Speaking of midnight, it's about time to join three little ladies with big adventures on their minds. Three sisters and the golden shoe.
Are you two ready for bed?
Give us something classic, Maggie.
How about a Western?
Westerns are too predictable. I want a romantic epic. Oh, a stirring tragedy.
Westerns are not predictable.
Lonely outcast teams up with boring lawmen to round up a group of stupid outlaws.
That sounds great.
That's so predictable. It's old hat.
Tragedy is the oldest hat there is.
How dare you? Maggie, tell her that's not true.
Bet you they die in the end. Talk about predictable.
I just want a compelling story.
Ah, phooey. Westerns are compelling, Jane. Westerns have grit.
You don't care about grit, Lorelei. You just want horses.
The most compelling mammal there is.
Girls, please.
She's going to ruin the story.
How? By making it interesting?
Ladies.
By making it silly.
I take this very seriously.
Excuse me.
I'm a very serious person.
You're 8 years old.
Well, if being 11 means being like you, I hope I stay 8 forever.
Lorelei.
What an awful thing to say, Lorelei. Please excuse yourself from story time.
Jane.
Oh, give me a break.
Girls, we have maybe 10 minutes before Mom and Dad come home, so I propose we compromise.
How do you mean?
Like breakfast for dinner?
Another genre entirely. An adventure.
Ooh.
How does that go?
Is there love?
Are there baddies?
Adventure. One hero or heroine, sometimes with a sidekick, leaves the comfort or constraints of home and hits the road to find something he or she really needs, navigating all kinds of obstacles and distractions on the way.
Does he or she end up meeting her needs?
That's up to us.
How does it start?
With the protagonist. Who's going on this adventure?
I thought it was he or she.
He or she isn't a name, Lorelei.
Well, tragedy isn't a genre.
I like Bernardo.
That's a terrible name.
Our protagonist could also be a girl, Jane.
A girl named Bernardo.
Of course. Why not a horse named Bernardo?
Great. Our story starts with a horse girl by the name of Bernardo.
I wasn't serious.
Go on.
And what is dear Bernardo the she-horse seeking?
Love.
Revenge.
Revenge against her lover?
Goodness, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
So she falls in love.
With her avenger.
Ooh, intriguing. What did this avenger avenge her of?
She's been kidnapped.
No kidnapping. That's a rule.
Horsenapped.
Nope. Something else.
Injury to her honor.
More specific.
Injury to her foot.
Okay.
Her hoof. Bernardo was born with golden hooves.
And they were stolen by a villain.
Of course. Who's this villain?
He's a bully named Arnold Henderson, who's in fourth grade, takes all kinds of things without asking, and really has it coming to him one of these days.
Her hooves were stolen by Arnold the bully. What was that like? Jane, you be Bernardo.
Gladly. What charming hooves I've grown. Have you noticed?
Lorelei, you're Arnold.
Blah! I'm stupid! Hey, horse Nardo! Nice hooves!
Why, thank you. They're gold.
Wait. Really? Swipe!
Nay!
Well done, girls.
Maggie, avenge me.
Oh, all right.
Not so fast, Arnold the Bully. Bernardo is my dear sweetheart, and I'm here to avenge her.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no. It's Paul Newman.
Lorelei.
I better hightail it out of here.
And then Arnold the Bully hightailed it out of there, dropping all but one golden hoof before running away with his tail between his legs.
Oh, thank you, mysterious masked avenger.
Call me Mr. Newman.
It's not your part, Lorelei.
You can call me Paul.
Thank you, Paul. How will I ever find a way to repay you?
No need, my dear Bernardo.
How do you know my name?
I have been watching over you for years, Bernardo. You're a special horse girl. Do you hear me? A very special horse girl.
Okay, wrap it up.
Oh, if only that bully Arnold hadn't run off with my fourth hoof. I'll never be the same.
Don't worry, Bernardo. I'll find your golden hoof if it's the last thing I do. Here I go. Bonanza!
But how can I repay you?
But Paul Newman was gone, and Bernardo just lay there, all alone.
Enter Bernardo's best friend, Howard. Hey, Bernardo!
Howard, where are you getting these names?
So what are you going to do, Bernardo? You've never been off this island before, but it sure seems like a lot has changed. What with you only having three hooves now and all? Huh?
An astute observation by Howard.
Well, I suppose I don't know. I'm incomplete without my hoof. So I simply can't wait here for Paul Newman to return. I owe him the very ground on which I walk. I must find some way to repay him. And also, I think I love him.
So you're going to try and find him?
I think so.
Well, I'll be dipped in sauce. You know, I'm an excellent tracker, Bernardo. Born to find the smallest trace of a man disappeared even 2 months hence. I'd make a great sidekick out there on those wild lands.
No thanks.
Jane.
She's making it a Western.
You know the rules.
All right, Harold.
Howard.
Whatever. You can come along, but it isn't going to be easy, and it isn't going to be fun.
All right. Now what happens next? We've got a three-hoofed horse and her friend Henry.
Howard.
Right, Howard. Howard the tracker.
Best in the West.
Too bad. We're going east.
What do you mean?
Just then, a letter came from Paul Newman.
A letter from Paul?
Read it.
I can't read. I'm a horse.
Oh. It says...
Dear Bernardo, sail southeast to the northwest coast.
Ooh. It's a clue.
How enigmatic.
Also, do you love me? Signed, Paul Newman.
How divine!
I wonder how his wife feels about this.
So, when do Bernardo and his trusty sidekick Howard set sail?
They have to find someone with a ship.
Who would have a ship?
Oh, a sailor.
A crusty old dog of a sailor. And her name is Alice.
No, no, no. The sailor can't be a lady.
Why not, Jane?
Fine. Alice the Mud Dog Sailor. We need your help.
In walks Alice the Mud Dog, crustiest sailor in all of Southeast.
And she has a peg leg.
My goodness, Alice, what happened to your leg?
What happened to your hoof?
I can't bear to say.
It's been stolen by a bully. But maybe Paul Newman has it, and now we need to sail to the northwest coast.
Where to, exactly?
New York City.
Not sure about your geography there.
But luckily I'm headed that way.
Huzzah!
Hold on now. It's gonna cost you.
Oh, no. We don't have any money.
Well, how about one of them fine golden hooves?
How about my friend Howard?
Jane?
I don't have any hooves to spare here, guys.
Fine. Alice, if you give us the passage from here to New York City, I'll stay on the ship and work for you until I've paid off the bill.
Wow, Howard. That's very nice of you. Bernardo, what do you say?
That's very kind. Thank you, Howard.
Well, you better cover up them golden hooves somehow. They'd be quite a treasure on these high seas, and my ship's crews aren't known for their integrity.
Oh, dear. I wish I'd not been born with these golden hooves at all. All they've done is cause me trouble.
Wait. Alice, you're a mud dog.
Yes?
Would you happen to have some extra mud? We could dress Bernardo's hooves, let them dry, and no one would be the wiser.
My goodness, Howard. I've been a crusty old mud dog all my life, chasing treasure and seeking external validation from material possessions, fearful reverence from my followers, and the envy of my enemies. But never did I think I'd live to see the day that the mud itself would prove my most valuable asset.
What's it gonna cost us?
No, no, Bernardo. This mud's priceless. It would be my privilege to give this old three-legged mud dog's mud to cover your brilliant golden hooves.
What a beautiful moment.
So, Bernardo covered her hooves, and they set sail for New York.
Howard proved himself a worthy boatman to aid Captain Alice the Mud Dog.
Bernardo overcame seasickness, and with Alice's help, managed to rig a horse ladder up to the crow's nest so she could see New York City floating over the horizon.
Oh, not so fast. It can't be that easy for our characters. Something has to get in their way.
A giant squid.
Smaller.
Dolphins.
Bigger.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood is not bigger than a dolphin.
John Wayne.
Pick something. We only have a couple minutes left.
Pirates!
Oh, batten down the hatches. Poke holes in all the boys. Put the salt in the sugar bag and the sugar in the salt bag. We've got pirates!
So close to New York City, and yet so besieged by swashbuckling roughnecks in dashing costumes and makeup. What shall I do?
Bernardo, take this PFD and swim for your life. I'll hold off the pirates as long as I can.
Oh, no. Thank you, Howard, for the offer, but I simply can't. The pirates are already here after all, and I never learned to swim. Nice idea, I suppose, but alas, fate is fickle that way.
So, Howard pushed Bernardo off the ship.
Oh, my word!
As the battle above waged on, Bernardo channeled her inner horse instincts and swam toward land.
Oh, cruel world, drown me if you see fit.
But she got to the shore just fine.
Hey, you need a taxi?
She suddenly found herself in Times Square, where she'd longed to be her whole life.
Wow, what a marvelously shaped square. Taxi man, can you take me to?
But then, Bernardo realized her conundrum. Now that she was there, she had no idea how to find Paul Newman, let alone Arnold the bully burglar.
Where are you headed, Ponyface?
I'm not sure.
You got some real nice hooves, you know. Reminds me of the one I seen at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
You must be joking.
What? Taxi drivers can't enjoy art? I also speak Wolof and dance the merengue, for your information.
You saw my hoof at the Met?
Yeah, in that new exhibit celebrating the exceeding greatness of the American West. And what do you mean, your hoof?
Take me to the Met, taxi man, and floor it!
So, the taxi zoomed Bernardo to the Met, where she hopped out, ready to finally reunite with her long-lost hoof. She was so close, but she realized she had a problem.
Hey, you gonna pay me or what?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have time to tell you now, but I'll just ask that you believe me. I'm on a grand quest for a part of myself that I've missed for so long. I've come so far, and I'm so close that I must ask this one charity. And I know, being through so much yourself, you'll see the truth in this and grant me passage through this, the final and climactic chapter of my long and arduous journey.
Yeah. I'm calling the cops.
So, Bernardo ran into the bowels of Central Park. She had to think on her feet because the Met was closing and her parents were coming home soon. So she quickly found a way to mask her identity.
A mud hole! Ah, Alice, if you could see me now.
Hooves a-muddied, Bernardo trotted over to the western wing of the Met, eyes peeled for her golden hoof.
Hoof! Oh, hoof! I see you! There you are! Oh, how I missed you.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Horsenardo.
Arnold the Bully!
Nice try, Horsenardo. But I know it's you.
But my golden hooves, they're hidden.
I never forget a face. Also, you can't hide that you're missing a hoof. A three-hoofed horse could never make it in New York.
Bernardo bristled with shame. Maybe Arnold was right. Maybe she should have stayed home.
You're a bully, Arnold. But I won't back down this time. I'm here to get my hoof back.
That's a nice idea, Bernardo. But I'm here to get three more hooves. And I know why we be... Because this time, that pesky Paul Newman won't barge in and stop me.
Just then, Bernardo looked behind her and saw it, the main attraction, her dear masked Paul Newman, frozen in carbonite.
No!
That's right. Paul Newman is dead. Or frozen. Or frozen is someone dead. Anyway, stay still, horsey. This won't take long.
And just then, when all hope seemed extinguished, her friends lost at sea, the police on her tail, her arch nemesis clearly in control of the situation, Bernardo realized that it wasn't her golden hooves that made her special, or her relationship with Paul Newman. It was instead something innate in her that made her exceptional. She was perfect, just the way she was, and didn't need any man to tell her when or if she was worthy of dignity, love, or respect. You hear that, ladies?
No, Arnold.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, you can't have my hooves, Arnold. It's not okay to treat people this way. You can't just take things that aren't yours without asking. And if you keep doing it, you're really gonna pay for it. Like, karmically. You're a real bully.
Stop calling me a bully!
Stop intimidating people and stealing their stuff. I mean, why do you do that?
Well, how else am I supposed to pay for my textbooks?
I don't know. I'm 11. You figure it out.
I just want to do my homework, get good grades, and go to college. But my family can't afford the books, so you're always doing homework and getting whatever you want. I figure why should you get to have the golden hoops, too?
Arnold, I had no idea what was motivating your behavior. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, nobody cares to ask a bully. I guess I can't blame them. I have a lot of shame about it, which makes vulnerability incredibly difficult.
Wow, this has been an illuminating trip.
Just then, Horace.
Howard.
Howard, Alice the Mud Dog, and an elite squad of New York's finest boys in blue bust in through Paul Newman's dead, frozen carbonite framing.
It's Howard! Don't move a muscle, Arnold. We have you surrounded.
You're all right, Bernardo. Come on over here. We're here to keep you safe.
Wait! This has all been a big misunderstanding. Arnold isn't a baddie. He's a bully, but he's not bad. Maybe there are no baddies. Maybe it's all just a matter of perspective.
I mean, the police are here, Bernardo. They've got to arrest someone.
That's all right, Bernardo. Thanks for trying. Sometimes a bully's got to take the reins. And then, Arnold rides one of the mechanical bulls out of the Met and into the sunset.
And Bernardo leaves her hoof behind for culture.
And Alice the Mud Dog and Herbie Hancock,
Howard,
start a New York nonprofit promoting 100% horse literacy by 2020.
A bold but attainable goal.
What about Paul Newman? Did he really get frozen in carbonite?
I don't know, Lorelei. Mom and Dad are pulling in, so that might be another story for another night.
Maybe we can do that story tomorrow.
That sounds great, girls. I'm going to go meet them, so pretend you're asleep, okay? Good night, girls.
Good night, Maggie. I'd like to think he's up there, watching over us, just finding new ways to remind us that we're special.
I like that, Lorelei. That's a nice story.
Yeah, I like it too. Seems like the kind of thing Paul Newman would do.
I think you're right.
Good night, Jane.
Good night, Lorelei.
Good night, Jane.
Good night, Lorelei.
Good night.
Thank you.